it was some weekend of football. Highly unusual. You had the road team winning 3 out of the 4 games, and the road team nearly won all 4, but Kansas City had that miracle win at the end. It's great to welcome in our buddy Warner Wolf, legendary sportscaster. Warner, I have a sneaking suspicion that you're not a fan of the overtime rule in the NFL. Am I correct?
Oh, you're right on the nose, Lynn.
Yeah, that's the worst. I got a bell. I mean, okay. I got a bell for Warner. More cowbell.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, come on. The Chiefs win the flip. They move 75 yards in 8 plays in the overtime. The game's over. Bills never touch the ball. You've got to change the overtime rule, especially in the playoffs. Both teams have to touch the ball, regardless of what the first possession team does. That's the end of it, period. But, man, 4 games. I think they will refer to this as the greatest NFL weekend in playoff history. Wow. 3 road teams winning on a field goal on the last play of the game, and then the 4th game tied by a field goal on the last play of the game of regulation. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up.
No.
I'll tell
so,
you
Warner,
what. Yeah.
Yeah, just going back to the overtime rule, because I've been thinking about it. I mean, how did it come to be in the first
place? This is dangerous. Wait a second. This is very, very dangerous.
But how did it come to be in the first place, and how do you overturn it? Who can overturn it?
A fan reaction will overturn it. But what happened, it used to be overtime. That was it. There were no rules. Even if the first team got the ball and kicked the field goal, the game was over. Which was, that happened. No good. So the fans said, come on, both teams have to touch the ball. So the NFL, they made a little consolation. They said, okay, but if the first team scores a touchdown, the game's over. So they went kind of halfway on the rule. You've got to go all the way. Both teams have to touch the ball. And I was thinking about, if the Rams had lost that game, they would have said that was the biggest choke job in playoff history, leading 27-3. On the other hand, if Tom Brady has to be the greatest comeback quarterback in history, 27-3, and he brings them back. I was thinking of one other thing, Len and Michael. Here you have these 2 playoff games coming up. Now, the Chiefs are going to play the Bengals. They've already played once. The Chiefs are 7.5-point favorite. The Rams are playing the 49ers for the 3rd time. Rams are 5.5-point favorite. Suppose, just a thought, suppose you mixed up the 2 conferences just for the semifinals. In other words, the Chiefs would play the 49ers and the Rams would play the Bengals, and you would reseed them. It's just a thought.
No, it's a thought. I get it, but I kind of like the idea that there's an AFC representative and an NFC rather than cross-pollinating. But I hear what you're saying. No, I hear what you're saying. But, you know, a lot of people said, well, the NFL, we're never going to watch anymore after the Colin Kaepernick knee thing. That's all a bunch of hooey. It always is. If the sport's exciting, people are going to watch.
Oh, but 4 out of 4 games, that was odds on that. Come on. So we have spring training, hopefully, getting underway next month.
Well, maybe. So it's a labor dispute.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's right. So the Mets get Max Scherzer. They get Sterling Marte, who had 310 last year. And the Brewers free agent, third baseman, Eduardo Escobar, who had 28 homers and 90 RBI. So on paper, this looks great. But here's the problem. For some reason, history has not always been kind to the Mets' acquisitions coming off good seasons. We have had a few exceptions. Keith Hernandez, Gary Carter, Mike Piazza, Johan Santana, John Franco. But unfortunately, the Nays outrule the A's. Len, you'll remember these guys. Bobby Bonilla, Roberto Alomar, George Foster, Vince Coleman, Mo Vaughn. Where have you gone, Mo Vaughn? I mean, they come over here and they just, oh, gosh, who are these guys?
Hey, wondering, isn't the Hall of Fame going to announce their new class? I believe tomorrow night. Where do you stand on the Bonzes and Rodriguez and Clemens and the other steroid cheats?
Sosa, Clemens, Bonds, and A-Rod, no. Do not. I say they can't get in. They cheated. They not only cheated for themselves, but think of all the other poor players, like pitchers, who gave up home runs to these guys, and it damaged their careers, maybe knocked them out of the major leagues. I mean, this was a ripple effect. And all the guys that Clemens struck out, maybe they went back to the minors. No, you cheated. You're out. You don't get in. That's my opinion.
And, guys, before you run, what about Pete Rose? Should he be admitted to the Hall of Fame at some point?
After all these years, yes. Yes. Can I? Do I have 30 seconds?
30. Go. You're on the clock.
Here we go. New York Times writer Brett Stevens, hooray for him, yesterday pointed out that the FBI agent in charge of last week's Texas synagogue hostage case said it was not specifically related to the Jewish community. And it wasn't until Thursday, 5 days later, that the director of the FBI acknowledged it was an anti-Semitic attack. Yep. Let me just say this. If it takes the FBI 5 days to acknowledge an obvious case of anti-Semitism, that's not a good sign for the Jewish people. That's my
Warner Wolf, keeping them honest in the media as well as sports.
You're
thanks,
right,
pal.
Warner. Yeah. You're right.
Talk to you next week, guy.
All right. Take care. Okay.
Thank you.
Love you,
great Warner Wolf, everybody. Hey, coming up next, moms, maybe your kids should grow up to become songwriters. The incredible estate of Stephen Sondheim, and that is coming up. DraftKings Sportsbook is officially live in New York State with mobile sports betting just in time for the football playoffs. Right now, you can place a bet from anywhere in New York with DraftKings Sportsbook, including the comfort of your own couch. To add to the excitement, DraftKings is giving new customers a special offer. Bet just $5 on any playoff game, and you win $280 in free bets if your team is victorious. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now to check out all of DraftKings' great promotions and features, including same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. So, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code 710WOR. Get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet $5. Win $280 in free bets if your team wins. Promo code 710WOR. DraftKings Sportsbook. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full details. Must be over 21 and physically present in New York. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.